Hello and welcome back to Tuesday Night Gaming, starring Jay,
Rob, hey,
Lana, and me, Matt.
No
and
you.
And.
And.
Yeah. And.
Welcome back, Matt.
Thank you.
And.
And. Hey. Bobby.
Bobby the cat.
Bobby does not. Bobby's not included.
Rob, right. How many cats are you currently?
I got two. I got a mouse and a moose. Yeah.
The mouse and the moose?
That's adorable.
Wow, that's a buddy cop movie right there. Speaking of buddy cop movies, what did you guys think of Deadpool and Wolverine?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, I loser.
It. You loser.
It made $1 billion.
It made $1 billion?
Yeah. It was number one since it came out, except for 1 week, and now it's back to being number one.
It got it back, yeah.
Yeah.
Because nobody cares about it.
Immediately.
Yeah,
it tripled everyone else.
Wow.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
But it's pretty.
It's pretty entertaining. I give it a 3 out of 5 star. Yeah.
What? 3 out of 5?
I'm surprised it was that low.
I don't know.
Gave me exactly.
I imagine it panders pretty hard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean by trashy. It's pandering really hard. Especially the elder millennials.
What do you expect?
And I accept the pandering. It hit every little drawstring on my little wee heart.
Once it starts playing the Green Day Time of Your Life, you're just like, ah, all right, you got me.
It was exactly what I wanted.
But we're not here to talk about Deadpool versus Wolverine, or whatever it's called, even though I'm the one who brought it up. We're here to talk about Batman Caped Crusader episodes 5 and 6.
I thought we were here to talk about Mouse and Moose. And Bobby.
What's there to talk about? They're cute.
Yeah,
they're pretty nice.
How adorable are they?
They're available for adoption.
Yeah.
So, Matt, quick summary of what you thought about episode 3 and 4 of Batman.
They were forgettable. Very forgettable. It's still just like the animated series.
Have you changed your opinion now that you've seen 5 and 6?
I actually, well, we'll get into, I kind of liked 5. Because it was different.
Ugh. Really?
Yeah,
6 was not different, and so yeah,
6 was not different. No,
6 was not. 6 did not break any new ground. The thing about 5 was that it made Harley Quinn. I mean, at first I thought it was breaking new ground because it made Harley Quinn like the mastermind, but all he really did was just make her exactly like the Scarecrow, right?
If Harley Quinn was originally created to be one version of Bruce Timm's fetish, this is just a different version of his fetish.
I don't think she was. No, Bruce Timm doesn't have a fetish for Harley Quinn, does he? I thought he just had a fetish for Batgirl.
I think both.
Okay.
Por qué no los dos?
I don't know. What's his fetish? Like clown girls or something?
Yeah, like curvy cartoon dominated girls with who have the hots for Batman.
That's every boy ever, but okay.
Well, that actually brings me to a point I was going to make, which is that all of the women in this show, other than Barbara, are...
It's a love triangle.
Gay?
Not gay is fine, but they're all kind of like...
Into each other.
On the larger side. I don't know how to phrase it.
What?
Like, take out the whole doorway when they're going
through.
I'm just saying.
Thank you for saying what I was like. Yeah, in the back of my mind, I was like, am I missing
the word you're looking for is curvy, okay?
That's a nice way to say it, but yeah.
Yeah, why it's the right way to say it.
Okay. Or maybe they just have curvy. Really big, or maybe they just have really big shoulder pads.
Yeah, because it's the 40s.
She is less curvy in her Harley Quinn outfit. I don't know why, or maybe it's just really tight.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah. But she was still not like...
No.
You know, not like the women in, say, Invincible, to pick another contemporary cartoon. Right?
Wow. I had no idea where you were going to go with that, and that took
Yeah, you
took
noticed. You noticed. You're male.
I noticed that they had a nice little love triangle. It's basically a love triangle.
Between Renee, Barbara, and Harley Quinn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be awkward. But, they all have like the nice little poofy hair.
I do. I don't like, I mean, I would not like it if my hair was like that.
They all That'd dress like so Hillary Clinton. Like they're all
big shoulder pads.
They all wear like business suits, right?
Yeah, big shoulder pads.
This is the most progressive 1940s ever. Also,
yeah, yeah.
Two women not the 1940s, on a date. It's
the 1940s. Aesthetic.
Making it out in the middle of a fancy restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is the internet like flipping out behind the scenes? Because I'm not on 4chan. I know you guys all are.
I don't think anybody's seen this show.
I'm just kidding. But
except for our friend Horace. Hello, yeah. Horace.
He's on 4chan?
No, he doesn't do 4chan. He's on
he watches the show.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. I am on Twitter, right, Horace. Basically becoming 4chan with each passing day.
With more robots. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I assume there's a big talk about this. Because, like, you know, Harley Quinn's now a chubby Asian lesbian. I'm like, you know,
who hates capitalism.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's right. I mean, that stuff was kind of interesting, where she was like grabbing the CEOs and forcing them to do her bidding. That was at least different. That was at least a different take on the character. And I'm not, when it comes to
you're
this
not
show,
down I, with it.
No, actually I'm the opposite. When it comes to this show, I want them. I mean, Batman's been ground. A character for like for almost 100 years at this point, so I'm ready to see something different.
Yeah.
And but if they want to do something different, that's great. Oh, fuck.
You take it back.
What'd you do?
I meant to buy a province.
You literally missed.
So,
I misclicked.
Is my observation wrong that, I mean, everyone's talking, yes. I mean, we talked about how it does to make a little twist and yada yada yada, but it felt like, I mean, yes, Harley is like the boss now, but it also could be, it feels like that it could just be an episode where the Joker isn't there and Harley's just doing stuff. Like,
yeah,
I mean, I guess it's kind of nice that she has like
some agency,
something besides agency, yeah. outside of the Joker, but
still,
I don't know.
I mean, we've seen her have agency outside of the Joker on the Harley Quinn show, on Max.
Yeah.
But in this one, she is, first of all, a straight up villain. In that show, she's really not. I mean, she's like, we should do evil things, but it's like robbing banks. This one is much. I mean, this stuff is much more twisted.
Right. And I thought that Andrew was like, no, that guy isn't her. It seems like, what am I trying to say? Everybody on the show has a butler. Including Harley Quinn, even though hers is brainwashed. It's like Catwoman had a butler, Batman has a butler.
I'm not waiting for Gordon's
butlers. Like, it's not relatable.
Need those butlers.
Yeah, I'm waiting for Gordon to show off his butler.
Yeah.
He has
a formerly rich guy butler, so she's like, you know, taking back power from the man.
Was that her butler, or did she just take the butler from one of
them? It was some rich guy.
Yeah, it was the dude that they were looking for.
It was one of the rich guys that she brainwashed.
Yeah.
He's not like a boy. He's not born to be a butler. Yeah. She made him one. You know?
And who doesn't want to do that?
Yeah, I guess.
Born to, yeah. He wasn't born to this lifestyle. I liked King Tut. I appreciated that.
I don't what
the
what
reference
about
right at the beginning?
Alana, you should know who King Tut is.
From what?
From Batman.
What?
He's a Batman villain.
Okay.
Yeah. That's who he was. He was crazy. He's a crazy guy who thinks he's an Egyptian. Yeah. He was
what
in
the hell?
Oh, roasted.
I did not pay attention. Damn.
He was in Adam West. He was in the Adam West Batman.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And
for sure.
And looked very similar. They did they made him look very similar to the original.
We've discussed this. One. All the Batman knowledge has been replaced by Pokemon.
Oh, okay.
That's Matt, sad. How close are you?
How close am I to what?
You know what?
Climaxing?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Are you edging?
Yeah, no, I'm good. Thanks for asking, though. I'm not that close.
Percentage wise, before
I honestly had no idea what you meant.
Oh, I knew what you meant, Jay. It's just the way
I know. I know. as soon as it came out of my mouth, I was like, I did it. I did.
He likes edging. Yeah.
I have no idea what 5 they got. Hold on.
This is why the podcast has an explicit rating.
Yeah, of course. Jesus, I don't know what to get. I'll get fine. I'll get censored. Jesus, I don't know what to get. I am patched.
Hey.
So after this game. All right. So what else about this episode? I mean, yeah. So that was kind of interesting. I mean, the love triangle was also interesting. Like I know Montoya is a lesbian in the comics, and I know Harley is too, but they're never seen them together. So that's kind of an interesting idea. Yeah. So
I like the
go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. You were still going.
I was just gonna say I liked how Batman was defeated by gas, a classic Batman issue. Yeah. That's it. Go ahead, Jake.
No, I was just gonna say I liked how they brought back the rotary phones with the long enough cable to make sure it reaches to every table. And
oh, yeah. Up. You have a phone call.
It was very nostalgic.
Yeah. Like car phone.
I noticed that when they showed the Batcave, it was like a whiteboard and like filing cabinets.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess it does place in the 1940s, or at least they have that aesthetic.
Yeah.
They're never going to do a plot line. I mean, look at that. There's no racism either, right? Like,
right.
You know, when Lucius, and not to jump ahead to the next episode, but when Lucius goes to that, like, abandoned estate, the guy's not like, where's my shotgun? He's like, come on in. You know, I don't think that would happen in the real
world. You don't think the gentleman ghost was racist?
No, definitely. Of course not. Absolutely not. What else about, yeah, I don't know. Harley, you think Harley dies, but she's actually alive.
Did we really think Harley died? Come on now.
No, of course not.
No body, no death. Everybody knows that. So.
And she goes back for her friend because she's such a good villain.
And then always and doesn't leave her date hanging. It's very kind and calls back. I thought it was interesting that when her building was collapsing, like all you hear is like metal grating. I was like, wait, what? Her whole place was just made out of metal.
It was made of concrete.
Yeah, I was very confused because all I hear is metal grating. I was like, wait, what?
The part where the baby... The billionaire who's like the baby was like put in was really cringe.
Oh my god, yeah, that was part of one of my notes. I was like, oh, they had to bring back the pudding, but in a different, but they had to put their twist on it.
And the ADP, AGP, ADP, whatever.
ABDL.
Yeah, that's it. ADBL.
ADBL.
Right. Wow, nice play.
ABDL.
Wow.
You're
like old.
You're an inspiration to us all.
I know. The excitement.
All right. So, any other thoughts on episode 5?
It was an episode. I thought it was good. I thought it was good. It moved along a good amount of the story. It had enough intrigue. It built character.
I thought it was fun. I
approved.
I like we built up to this episode. I mean, I guess I'm like now a newfangled kid where I'm like, you know, the episodes are actually connected, and you know, Harley Quinn kept showing up, and I was like, oh, you know, where's this gonna go? And it finally paid off. So I didn't think it'd pay off this quickly, but
yeah,
I'm sure she'll be. I'm curious if she'll be back in like
by the end.
Last episode or something.
I mean, if you again, the last time I was here, we talked about what is this show for? Who is this show for? If you had never watched Batman before, it would be your mind would be blown to be like, oh my god, Bruce Wayne's therapist and Montoya's like girlfriend, she's actually a supervillain. Like, wow, this is crazy. But I don't think there's anybody, and I don't think there's a single person who sat down and watched this show that didn't know that Harley Quinn was a villain.
Yeah.
Right? So as a result, you're just kind of sitting around waiting for it to happen. And then, yeah, it's kind of weird.
What do we think about the tickle torture? Did it bring back flashbacks?
It created, evoked feelings that I didn't understand.
Yeah, Bruce Tim fetish.
Wait, flashbacks to the boys? Is that, what you're getting at?
Oh.
I did not know what you were getting at.
Yeah,
I was wondering if she was going to offer to stomp on his nuts.
Any other thoughts, Rob?
I'm trying to think if I would like give up all my money just for someone to tell me, you know, just stop tickling me. I think I would.
No, of course not. That's absurd.
Are you kidding? Are you sure that's absurd?
Well, I guess she is. I guess she didn't like let them go or anything. So, I think it's more than just the tickling. There's probably all this brainwashing too. Probably right.
I mean, it's so,
you know, the other prisoners will beat the shit out of you.
Yeah, right. And it's Stockholm. You know, tickle, tickle, tickle until you're tortured, too tortured, and then I'll give you a treat. Oh, that's so sweet.
But are you talking about classical conditioning?
I'm like Jay teaches us how to torture people on the pod.
And yeah,
Stockholm syndrome, it's not a thing.
Yeah.
It's the first episode where like the minions that are getting beat up are like actual characters, kind of, not just like randos that all look the same.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. Nice touch.
Yeah, it was good. All right, so let's move on to episode 7, or 6, I should say, which is aka the one with Gentleman Ghost.
Gentleman Ghost.
So this one I thought it was very by the numbers. Like, this is like exactly how every Gentleman Ghost episode goes, where it's like, wow, he's not really a ghost, is he? Oh shit, maybe he is a ghost. Let's learn about some history. But I still kind of liked it. I thought it was done pretty well.
Yeah, I thought, like, overall, like, it didn't really... I mean, yeah, the lack of explanation, but, like, overall, like, yeah, I thought they did a decent job of it. I mean, especially if you have some of that background. And it also added more to the supernatural of the world, which was kind of nice.
Did they ever explain, as I think about it, did they ever explain the part where the ghost runs through the wall and the money and treasure he's carrying gets burned up?
No.
Did they ever explain that?
No.
Negative, Ghost Rider.
Okay. All right, good. So it's not just me.
Yeah, I was waiting for it, and then they're like, oh, wait, maybe we should invest. And I was like, wait, what?
Because in other versions of Gentleman Ghost, he is like, he's not a ghost. He's a guy with like hologram technology or whatever. So right. He can't carry.
Ghost.
Right? He can't phase
in
with
comics.
Stuff that's not part of his costume. Yeah.
Are you not thinking of the Gray Ghost, which is the one about the like
I'm
movie
positive.
Star?
How dare you? The one with Adam West?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm positive I'm not mixing them up.
Was Gentleman Ghost on Stargirl?
Maybe?
I don't think so. I wish that would have been cool. Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't aware of Gentleman Ghost. So he's a Flash character originally. Okay.
He's kind of a Justice League.
Yeah. Who's a JSA?
JSA, JLA. He fights everybody. So.
Yeah, he's quirky.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's cool.
He's okay.
But yeah, but like you mentioned earlier. Very anti-poor and the darker skin persuasions.
Why do ghosts want money?
I was like, what?
Wait, is he racist?
No. Yeah.
Not usually. Not
he's
usually.
Classist in this one, at least. Yeah.
And usually he's just like he's just a thief. Actually, you know who he is, Rob? Is he's a Hawkman villain. I think he was originally a Hawkman villain.
Oh, it does mention Hawkman here. Yeah,
he does.
Oh, like Earth 2. He was just called Hawkman and Hawkgirl.
Oh,
I'm looking at Wikipedia. At least I don't. I'm like trying to keep up with you guys at this point because I do not know this character very well. But
I don't even know why I know about him.
Hawkman.
Because I actually thought he was going to be like, yes, there was an explanation that of all the crazy shit he was doing, and it kept going, and I was like, there's no way you can explain a lot of stuff. And then they just don't, which is kind of
yeah,
a little
bit lazy. He actually is a ghost, so yeah. I did, like, my favorite line was where Batman says, go back to hell. That was great. You should be saying stuff like that more often. I loved it.
Whoa.
I also like that Alfred had stuff to do. In this episode.
Whoa, Rob.
Yeah.
I'm not going to win, though.
Pennyworth is back.
Woo!
What?
You got robbed.
Story of my life.
Dang. You didn't get robbed. You had an extra turn.
That is robbed.
You got robbed.
No, let's...
Rob got robbed.
Your turn is meaningless. No.
It's the Rob.
Well, think about what I could have done.
Well played.
Switch to Fortnite.
My estate.
You guys can check out my my Zero suit or my Fallout suit costume.
Your Zero suit? I would buy that skin.
Not my Zero suit. You know what I mean.
Zero suit death site.
Oh boy, all the Clicks boys are playing. Oh, there's Clicks boys. All right, so yeah, so I like how Alfred got to be the hero. I kind of like the part where Lucius is talking to Alfred about ghosts and they're chuckling, and Batman's like, "This is weird," and Lucius says, "You're weird." Alfred's a person. We're gonna talk to him. Yeah.
And the scolding of maybe you should treat your help like people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right, nerd.
Talk to the help. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I always like episodes where they talk about the Alfred Batman relationship where he says, "I can't do it without you."
What was the big secret?
Yeah.
What's Alfred's big secret?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Batman? That Bruce is Batman?
I thought at first that Bruce Wayne is Batman, right? I think that's probably what it was.
No, I think it's... Well, at the end of episode 4, if you remember, there's, the last, 30 seconds for some reason, Alfred cleaning or whatever, and then, hears the gunshot, and then he goes to save Master Bruce, Wayne. Whatever. So something happened there that, maybe, Bruce doesn't know about as a kid.
Alfred's Pennyworth spits on the corpses.
Yeah. Yeah. Martha's boob.
He finishes the job. Yeah, man. I don't know. Maybe.
It's my name isn't Pennyworth. What for?
he's original Hawk Tua. Yeah, maybe.
Oh, man. By the way, whoever drafts Tua Tagliavo on their fantasy team, you can have the Hawk Tua name.
Ew.
I didn't make that up.
Okay.
Oh, you guys are ahead of me in terms of levels.
Yeah, because we played last week.
Wow. Well, everybody did really well, it seems like. All right. Any other... And then Harvey Dent is doing stuff, right? He's like...
Harvey Dent, making moves.
Oh, Thorn. Tempted by the power. I can't do it. Yeah.
And what is Thorn? Is he just a criminal leader? What's his deal? Yeah. I don't understand.
He's mafia.
Okay. Leader. Okay. Yeah. Was he in the movies? Was he Eric Roberts or something?
There are two big Batman villains or mafia leaders. One is Carmine Falcone.
Mm.
Falcone.
Yeah.
And I think that might have been Eric Roberts. But I think recently they moved away from that broad Italian stereotype. And gone to just generic white people.
Well, didn't John Turturro play Falcon? Or am I crazy? I forget who he played. The Batman.
Remember what? Tell me where Falcon's in the drugs, right? Isn't that the line from Batman Begins? So he's the villain.
Yeah.
One of them. Yeah, then maybe that was John Turturro. So yeah, I think he was in in the Tim Burton Batman. Where Thorne was the mob boss. I'm not sure.
I can't keep track.
Yeah.
Too much to do.
Yeah.
I didn't realize Dietrich Baker also voiced Harvey, which is the guy from the dumb guy from Third Rock from the Sun, and he's in Napoleon Dynamite and Office Space. It's a strange eclectic cast.
It is
really strange to cast to catch Dietrich Bader as Harvey Dent because Dietrich Bader has also been the voice of Batman for the last 10 years. So it's weird. Because he sounds like Batman. But he's not Batman. He's
Johnny Storm sounds like Captain America.
Batman.
Oh, it's not the same. Alana, back me up on this.
Dr. Doom is going to sound like Iron Man.
Yeah, that's terrible. It's weird that Dietrich Bader is the voice of Harvey Dent after being the voice of Batman. The past 10 years.
Yeah, I don't. The guy who does the voice of Batman sounds really sleepy.
Well, I'm sleepy.
Batman's a sleepy boy.
I think he's
Kevin Conroy impression.
But,
yeah.
Yeah.
I thought.
Well, he was kind of
that. You're cutting out, man. Hello. Yeah.
Matt's too excited about Fortnite.
I stand up for 2 seconds and
Oh my god, you can't stand up. What are you doing?
You're getting very impassioned.
Why not?
Good.
Are you standing up for Harley Quinn being a thick girl?
Standing up for Dietrich Bader for not having a job.
He has a job. He's Harvey Dent.
Yeah, I don't like it.
You don't like it? Maybe he didn't want the commitment of having to play Batman.
Yeah, right. That's what actors don't like.
It's a lot of responsibility.
That's where the money's at.
Too much responsibility.
Right.
Yeah, did they have an awkward conversation?
Yeah, it's that guy from Everybody
Loves Raymond.
New Adventures of Old Christine.
No, isn't he from fucking Pacific Rim?
No.
What?
I don't know.
I thought he played Hannibal what's his name?
Hannibal Chow?
I thought he played Hannibal Chow, yeah.
That was Ron Perlman.
No, then it's not Hannibal Chow. Who's the guy who's the Australian pilot?
Wait, is it not Charlie Hunnam?
No, wait. Charlie Hunnam's not Australian. There's Australian dad and Australian son. Do you think he was an Australian son?
I think he was Australian dad.
No.
What's the name of that character?
I don't know.
It's like Hercules Mulligan or something like that. It's
straight
up.
Hercules Mulligan. Like no, it is Hercules. Like it's Herc something. No, you're right. Draker Eureka is the name of the Mac, though. That's what's important.
I feel like Hamish Linklater plays that guy.
Okay, well, you're wrong. And it's okay.
It's okay to be wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you Googled Hamish Linklater?
No, fuck no. What am I?
Okay.
Then
it's not him.
I'm pretty sure. He usually plays nerds, right?
Yeah, he does. Linklater. He plays simps. He was the priest on that horror show. Oh, Andrew came in and says it's Herc Hansen, played by Max Martini. Thank you, Andrew. Pacific Rim came out in 2013.
Max Martini, that's not a real name. Max Martini.
I kind of agree. It doesn't seem like a real name.
No, it's because it's not. Andrew's joshing you. Okay.
He's not joshing.
Well, this Hamish Linklater guy definitely sounds familiar. But
anyway, he was what's that show on Netflix that's like the church? Like, it's one of those. Matt, what was that show we watched? Oh my god. Oh, I can fly. We watched Fall of the House of Usher, and that guy makes a lot of shows for Netflix, and Hamish Linklater was in one of them. Black
the horror
Mass?
Guy.
Mass something?
Yeah, that doesn't look Stephen King.
Wasn't that like Ryan Murphy?
No, it's not Ryan Murphy.
I know you're talking about.
He's a Ryan Murphy type, but he's not literally Ryan Murphy.
Not the Ryan Murphy?
But does a lot of horror stuff.
Yeah, he makes a lot of horror shows. And they all the same cast, including his wife.
Oh, shit, it's a boss.
All right, so we've established Hamish Linklater is not Max Martini. And anything else about the Gentleman Ghost? I fell asleep during this episode.
Wow, that's some dedication to the pod.
It's Mike Flanagan.
So 20 minutes. What's wrong with you?
What do you mean, what's wrong with her?
I mean, what's wrong with you? It's a 20-minute episode.
Still 20 minutes of life.
Nap was better.
Nope, I have no other thoughts about it.
Yeah, it was fine.
I like Papa Midnight, Rob.
Yeah,
he's cool.
I do.
Oh.
Only because the Constantine movie with Keanu Reeves was an underrated gem.
Oh. Did Jon Hansu play him or something?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
Who played him?
Jon Hansu. The from Gladiator and maybe Gladiator 2, I guess.
Maybe Gladiator 2.
I said maybe.
No,
did you guys see my suit, my mech suit?
Yeah.
Pretty sweet, right?
Oh, we gotta get IDs.
Are you guys ready to move on to questions of the day?
Yeah.
I'm killing NPCs for their ID badges.
That Mr. Midnight guy's like flask that like he gave Bruce, is it just a magical flask that just fucks up ghosts? Like,
yeah.
Is that the whole deal? Okay, all right. I was just like,
well, it's like a soul collector, I guess. So like, once you defeated the ghost, it collects the like big. It turns into a big vapor, obviously, and then you can collect it in the thing. Yeah, seems pretty.
I wanted more explanation, but yeah, that's fine.
You're not gonna. You ain't gonna get it.
Yeah, it's
now when it comes to like mystical stuff, they don't.
Yeah, we got 20 minutes an episode. I get it. We gotta move along.
I was hoping it would be Zatanna, but I appreciated that it was Papa Midnight.
Zatanna would have been like
200 pounds.
Irish.
Whoa!
No, Irish is too white. No, they wouldn't do that.
Okay. Yeah.
We are minority, but it's redheads, but not minority enough.
What about like a gypsy or something? Is that that's not probably the polite term anymore?
It's not a
traveler. What?
That's so politically incorrect.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think they could do gypsies anymore.
Turn in your leftist, your Democrat credentials. Storm.
Oh, what? No, fine, let's go. All
right, you guys ready to move on to questions of the day?
Sure.
Sure.
All right, our first question comes to us from my 9-year-old. Actually, it might have been my 5-year-old. One of my children. And there will be you are allowed no follow-up questions.
What?
You should be okay. You first, mister.
I'm saying it right now. No follow-up questions.
So maybe you should save this for the third, otherwise we won't be able to get to the other two.
All right. So no follow-up questions, and yes, I don't care what you have to say.
Wow.
Okay. The question is, would you rather be free or safe?
Hashtag deep.
Yeah. What? Deep thoughts, baby.
Yeah. Deep. Come on, Jay. Think about it.
What's the question?
Would you rather be free or safe?
How much would you sell your freedom to be safe?
No, no.
Yeah. And I'll tell you right now, my answer is safe. Yeah. I'd like to say freedom, but it's not worth it.
I mean, I always, accept the terms and conditions without reading them, so.
Wow.
And that's a point in one direction.
Safety instead of freedom. I assume if I wanted to be free, I wouldn't do that. Because I'm, signing my rights away or whatever.
You're downloading the Disney app so you can never, ever see them?
So Disney, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they can murder you on site.
Right.
I think that's more like laziness. And I'm not judging you for it because I don't read it either, but...
Oh my god.
Yeah. Okay, so you're saying safe too? Alright, Alana said safe, Matt said safe. Rob and Jay.
Freedom!
I'm gonna go freedom.
That makes sense. You guys have more...
Yeah, we're more free spirited.
You guys are freer.
Yeah, I guess that lines up with us.
Our current life living situation.
That's right.
Like, I mean, think of an extremes. Like, yeah, like slavery or something. Like, I don't want that. I prefer not to have that. So,
because what if safety means being enslaved? Safe? I don't want that. That sounds awful.
Well,
or to be like even worse, married. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Okay, boomer.
Yeah.
Boomer humor.
This is my dad joke. Yeah.
While I agree that, if you're gonna go to, if you're gonna do extremes, then the extreme freedom is like you're living in fear because everybody's out. There's no law.
Yeah, it's like the purge.
Yeah,
I'm thinking like John Wick and the third one. But yeah, better.
Did you say John Wick?
Yeah, John Wick in the third one, all the hitmen just like team up against him.
Yeah, but you wouldn't be John Wick. You'd be like,
I'd be Rob.
You'd be like a barista that John Wick walks next to.
Yeah, and maybe gets shot in the crossfire.
If I'm lucky. Yeah.
But no, that's fine. That's totally valid answer. I don't remember what I don't remember what I said to my child because I kind of want to teach them that freedom is important, but also. It's definitely, I mean, safety is definitely the coward's pick, but I'm sticking with it.
I mean, I also didn't join the army. So.
Yeah? That's a point. Again, that's a point in what direction? That you value freedom?
Safety. No, if you valued freedom, you'd join the army to protect freedom abroad.
Okay.
Or whatever.
Oh, yeah, so it's consistent.
Right.
Oh, but no, I feel like the army is not very free.
Either.
Correct. Yeah, I
mean, you're very stuck in whatever they want you to do.
Are we going hunting? A hunting we will go. Alright, you guys ready for question number two?
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe. Yeah.
I don't know if this... I think this one came from Zach. But maybe not. I think it came from Zach. Alright, question number two. Would you prefer a cold toilet seat or a warm one?
Cold.
If I know it's like a Japanese self-heated one.
How cold are we talking?
I think it would have to be kind of extreme.
Like freezing.
Let my butt cheeks nearly seal itself to it. Yeah, give me that.
Okay.
I prefer. I don't. Having warm seats just feels weird. Like it makes me feel uncomfortable.
Okay, that's fair. I think I would choose warm.
I think I'd choose warm also.
Like, I don't even like heat seat warmers in cars because it makes me feel like my butthole is sweaty.
Resume, you guys.
Yeah, I'm like, should we go resume, I guess?
Yeah, I want some of this. I want some of this.
Do we all have our Captain America shields?
No.
Do we have...
I'm taking this thing!
Okay, so Alana said warm, Jay said cold, Matt, I said warm, Rob?
I say warm, yeah, I mean... Unless it's like warm from somebody else's butt, then that's always the fear. But otherwise,
yeah, it's just awkward.
Yeah, no, it's not from someone else's butt. It's just
okay. Like, oh, you're getting dropped on.
You guys don't sit on the seat, so why do you even care?
We do the poop.
NPC. Oh, I died.
All right, and question number three: would you rather always, when you wear sandals, have to wear socks with the sandals, or always have to wear white socks no matter what, every time you wear socks? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess.
That would be awkward at, like, business meetings to have, like, white socks.
Yep.
I don't wear sandals that often, so I think I'll just pick that option.
I wear sandals.
You do socks with sandals?
Yeah, that's fine.
I wear sandals.
What was the other option?
Sock, white socks.
Always
only,
wear white
ever.
Socks under all circumstances.
That's fine. Socks with sandals is gross.
I wear a lot of. I wear sandals at home. That would be uncomfortable, and I don't like wearing socks in general. You know what? Socks with sandals. It'll make me mad, but I'd do it over. White socks all the time. I can't be rolling up into the White House with a tuxedo and white socks.
Yeah, I understand the business decision. For me, I wear sandals a lot from like May to October pretty much. And I don't like wearing socks. And when I do, I don't mind wearing them. So I would be willing to do that.
See, if I'm wearing sandals, I don't want socks. I want my feet to feel free.
I
exactly.
Sleep in socks.
Freedom. Do you want your feet... Do you want your feet to be free or to be safe?
Also, sleeping in socks, sociopath behavior. Sorry.
I know. That's why I just wanted to put it out there. I'm wearing socks right now.
What?
Ew, gross. What's wrong with you? I used to feel that way, but then in the winter, I started wearing socks in the winter because my feet get cold.
My feet get extra cold. They become like ice.
Does that mean I'm old?
Yes.
Okay.
I've always been old.
We know.
But yeah, they just always gotten cold. Like, I'll wake up in the middle of the night and like my feet are cold and I like have to put an extra layer on.
Yeah, put
like,
the cat it. On top.
Yeah, what
not
the hell
like
are, what the hell are the cats that. Doing? Make them under key.
Yeah.
Like cat, jingle, jingle, jingle. Get over here. All right, so did we get an answer from everybody? I think we did. Correct? Going once, going twice? Okay. Well then, Alana, take us out.
Oh. Thanks for joining us on Tuesday Night Gaming. Catch us every week at twitch.tv/mcslanty. And join us next week for more Batman Cape Crusader.
Yay.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yay.
Whether it's TV, whether it's movies, or questions about you. Come for the laughs, come for the banter, come for whatever you choose. To Tuesday Night Gaming with the siblings and Jay. Listen while they play.